Okay, it's recording. Hey, so welcome to Talk is Borneo, everyone. Today, me and my pal Josh here are going to be chatting a little bit about the first Ninja Turtles movie. Right, Josh?
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, the movie came out in 1990, a few years after the release of Ninja Turtles cartoon from the 80s. So let's get some thoughts. So Josh, what are your thoughts about the original film?
I thought that the film was very great. Like the fight scenes were awesome though. Like the turtles, like all four of them, I feel like they were all like very goofy and stuff. But like, you know, overall the movie was still really good. The plot was great. The film was great. You know, like they could have done a better job.
Yeah, and the film was kind of a combination of the themes from the comics and the cartoon.
Wait, what do you mean?
Did you ever read the comics?
I haven't really read the comics, honestly. I'm not familiar with the comics.
Well, the comics are a lot darker than the movies or the shows are. Yeah. For example, in the first issue, the issue was from 1984, they actually did kill Shredder in the first issue. It was supposed to be like a one-off issue, but they continued it through many more issues. The current publisher of the comic is IDW.
What's IDW?
It's a comic book publishing company.
Oh, nice.
That's what currently does Ninja Turtles cartoon. The Ninja Turtles comics, not the cartoon, I meant. Yeah. And you see, the combined elements from the cartoon and the comics into the movie, for example, remember the scene where Raph got beaten by the Foot Clan, thrown through the thing, they got battled in the apartment and held the farm.
Yeah,
that was actually taken from the comics. That was actually taken from the comics, except in the comics, it was actually Leo got thrown through the window, not Raph. Yeah, because he was out taking a little walk, then he got attacked by the Foot Clan, who beat the crap out of him and threw him through the window. Yeah, they did differently in the movie. Yes, and after that, that's when they start. Yeah, and after that, they fled to the old farmhouse for the next few weeks. Anyway, now at the start of the movie, they show us on the news how the Foot Clan is starting a raid on the city, is attacking. Stealing stuff which is being reported by April O'Neil. Like, this version is kind of similar to her cartoon appearance, being a reporter and wearing like a yellow jacket. We returned that we were recording, where we had a little time ago, but it turns out we weren't recording. Okay, everyone. No, what we're saying is that when April's heading home, she gets beaten up by the by some thugs. Actually, got nabbed, but she gets saved by the turtles. Then we have the famous opening sequence and stuff. What'd you think of that scene, Josh?
I like that scene.
Yeah. Yes, and the turtles act a lot more goofy. Like, even Donnie's like supposed to be the brains, acts more goofy, like more like Michelangelo. So is Leo, who's supposed to be like the leader.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of, you know, it's hard to believe that he's leader. He acts too goofy. You gotta have fun and stuff like that as leader. You gotta trust the boundaries and like, kind of draw the line.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take charge,
And the. And after that, Raph's pissed he couldn't get a size, so he goes see the movie Critters. That was actually a real movie. It was released in 1986. I don't know the plot. I know it starred the mom from E.T., though.
Oh, it's nice. Have you seen the movie before?
No, not at all. I just know who it stars.
Okay. Hey, quick question. Did you hit the record button this time?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Awesome. Yes, I made sure. What?
By the way, what do you think of the actress who played April O'Neil in the TMNT 1990 movie? She's a good actress.
Yeah, she was pretty good. I need to look her up quickly. Who played April? Let me see. 1990 film. The actress was Judith Hogue.
Oh, Judith Hogue?
Yeah. And then, actually, in the original comic, she was actually lab assistant to Baxter Stockman. Yeah, Lavis says a bit too often she realized he was evil. Actually, he was evil and ended up joining with the Turtles after finding out he was evil. That role. Yeah. Afterwards, after the movie, he then gets into the fight with Casey Jones, played by Elias Koteas, which does happen in like the comics. Okay, sorry, you were saying something?
I was going to say what you mentioned about April O'Neil with the Baxter Stockman to find out that she was evil. Funny. You know how you say that was a movie because, like, I remember it being in a TNT episode, the show that I grew up with that came on in the early 2000s.
Oh, yeah, the 2000s show from 03 to 09.
Yeah.
Yeah, I only watched a few episodes of the first season, and although I want to continue watching more of it. In fact, recently I've been trying to finish up the 2012 series by watching on Kiss Cartoon.
What kid cartoon were you watching?
Kiss Cartoon. It's a site we can watch cartoons on.
I'm sorry, say again.
It's a site where you can watch cartoons on. The site's called Kiss Cartoon.
Oh, that's
nice. Yeah, yeah. So during the fight between... Yeah, Casey did appear in the comics as well as the cartoon, the original cartoon, but only for like 5 episodes before he became a major player in the... And the new cartoons, like the 2000s cartoon, the 2012 cartoon, he's become a more major player character. Sure, yeah. So, he fights Raven in the Park with stuff like cricket paddle. Like, I don't know. I've never played cricket. By the way, have you noticed that he, that Raven has a thick, like, New York accent? Like this. Just get over here! I'm not done with you!
Yeah, I remember that New York accent. Yeah. I've never been to New York City before. I always wanted to go.
Yeah, I've been there before. And the guy who did Shredder, Splinter, who did the puppeteer for Splinter, was this guy who did Elmo, Kevin Clash.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, yeah. I know you could barely imagine that. So afterwards, Raph follows April to like the sewer and saves her from the foot, who trying to give her shit up about the type of the Foot Clan. Like, she's not the only one. The Foot's not the only one who's mad at her. Apparently, the chief of police doesn't like it, and he's like it because he refused to believe the Foot exists, and she doesn't like her talking about it. Is trying to get her boss to shut her down about it. Even going far as a black. Mail him after his son gets arrested by saying if he helps him he'll but he gets you to stop talking about the Foot he'll stop and he'll let his son go.
Oh,
because in the movie they have this drama with April's boss's son called Danny. Danny did this drama with him. He's not a character from the comics or the cartoon. He's just a me for the movie. Mm-hmm. The turtles meet. When April wakes up, she thinks that she's dreaming that Splinter was some rat she saw earlier in the movie, and she didn't keep him. They calm it down. They go to her apartment because she has pizza. Apparently, her apartment over this old store. You're saying?
Yeah,
this old store called. I don't remember what it was called, but it was Soul Takes, which they hang out and have jokes. But when they get back, they found out that the Foot found their lair in the trash place that camps Splinter. Which devastates. Yeah, then after. No, I didn't. Then after. They stay there. April's boss tries to get her to not talk about the Foot anymore. His son runs away from him, and here's where you get the good part. Apparently, the Foot operates in this little castle place where the kids are playing around and skateboarding and arcade gaming, in like the ultimate ting hangout. You know, that's where all Shredder's thugs are at. And when they There's the thugs there, and they have this guy working there called Tatsu, who a lot of people say the only thing he does is grunt a lot. Have you noticed that?
Yeah,
he looks a lot like Ken Watanabe, who you probably don't know. He was in Godzilla, the new Godzilla, and was in Batman Begins, Ken Watanabe. Yeah, not this guy. It's a different guy. Yeah. And, never mind. A guy who looks like the guy who grunts. No. The guy who looks like him, Ken Watanabe.
Oh, I think I know
who
you're talking about. This other guy who was a part of the League of Shadows and trained Bruce Wayne how to fight. I think I know
who Yeah. So then we finally get the film. Yeah, we finally get the film's depiction of the Shredder. Then we go up and see the Shredder coming out of the dark, shadowy. Then we see him rocking in. No cuts. It shows him taking off his robes. And the film version, the original film version, looks really cool. Like, he's wearing his red outfit from the comics instead of the purple outfit from the cartoon. Has the epic helmet, the mask. Even sounds scary when he talks. The Shredder, he sounds perfect when he talks. Talks. It's very menacing, probably one of the best things the movie did. Then that Danny sells the turtles out, or afterwards, back at the turtles' lair, Leo and Raph get into an argument because Raph wants to go out for the fun, but Leo thinks they should wait. And then he goes to the roof to fight a little bit. Then we get the city at, I don't remember what the storyline was called from the comics. It was like City at War or something. I have to check that up. It was something like that. City at War or something. Thing with Raph, where he gets beaten up by the foot and shoved through like the top glass part, and they fight a bunch of foot soldiers. I noticed the 2012 cartoon used their versions to resemble the ones from the movie. Yeah.
Except for like Splinter being tall, Donnie having a crush on April. However, they did like you said, they did do some things in the comics, like we said about Leo getting taken to the farm. They put that in the 2012 game of the TV show.
Yeah, they did. And it was good.
Yeah, there's definitely some similarities between both those TV show and the movie.
Eventually the fuck get these axes out and start hacking the floor up till they fall through. At this point, Casey Jones, who out of the blue is watching from another building, comes in to rescue them, which did happen in the comic two of this. He helps them out, and they hide out at a farm where it's kind of a more dramatic scene here, because, well, AC and April are bickering, similar to how Han and Leia bicker in Empire Strikes Back. After the Turtles just train for a little bit, a little bit of a training montage before they get back before they use a fire to mentally contact Splinter, who's shown the movie to be tied, have his wrist tied and hanging up at the foot's headquarters. He looks pretty bad. Looks like they're starving him. He looks like he's sweating and stuff. Like, geez, they're putting in some really harsh conditions.
Man, that's crazy.
Danny decides to go talk with Splinter, reveals them his past and tells him that his father loves him. Well, after that, the turtles get their vision with Splinter, they go back to the lair. Like, I originally watched this movie, I got a DVD from like an old video store, I think, when I was younger. But when I got to that part, the DVD screwed up a little bit, so I never got to finish that scene. It wasn't until like my brother a few years later started watching with our old babysitter, and that's where I finally got to see the rest of the film.
Well,
yeah, where they.
I got the scene in the intro player. and it has all four of the films on there, which is like, it cost me a really good deal. It cost me a good deal. So, and like, it had like the first fantasy movie, the second one, Cost Because of Age, the third one, and then the cut to the anime TMNT one.
The 2007 one, I'm not a big fan of because I felt like it was more like a, it felt to me more like a scrapped episode of the 2003 cartoon. I felt like it should have been like part of the 2003 cartoon instead of its own separate movie. Be like, it just had a lot of stuff that I feel like you'd see more in the 2003 cartoon.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, the story didn't match with the first three, and I just didn't have a lot of characters I'm familiar with in it, except for like Karai villain wise. And I mean, it has some good ideas, like the feud with Leo and Raph brewing up to the point they have that top rooftop fight. That was some good dramatic stuff in there. That was some good ideas. But this overall villain plan, I guess, is like, then the guy turned out not to be the villain, and the villain, so they had to leave that for the four stoners there. The leader played, who, by the way, the leader of those foot soldiers also voiced, the guy who plays them also played the Shredder in the 2012 cartoon. The head stone guy from TMNT 2012 film, also the voice actor of him, also voiced Shredder in the 2012 cartoon.
Oh, nice. Which stone guy? Is it Aguila or like?
Who is the? I think it was Aguila. Was he the leader of them?
Yeah,
it was Aguila. Yes, and now back to any film. And the turtles, they find Danny hiding out there, and they stay for the Naito, he says, go with Splinter, or Splinter gives them the rest of their origin story, explaining that. He says, what happened with him is that he used to be Hamayoshi's rat, and after Hamayoshi and his wife went to New York with them, they gone with them, his love rival, Oroku Saki, attacked and killed them, and while Splinter scarred him, Saki cut off his ear. And he reveals to Dan that Shredder is Saki, which is kind of represents. Because I noticed most versions of the character that there are of Splinter, either he's Hamayoshi or he's the pet of Hamayoshi. I think in the comics he was Hamayoshi as well in the cartoon.
Yeah, and he did the exact same thing in the 2012 TV show version. Like, he's Hamayoshi, he got infected with ooze. And then, like, you know, he turns this big giant rat. And so, when I first saw it, I was kind of upset. Like, wait, no, he's supposed to be a little small rat. That's not what he did, because I saw, like, the other scene that he showed that I grew up with, and I thought, oh, no, it's supposed to be like that. But it's a different version of it with different writers.
Yeah, and I also heard... I also knew that I heard in the 2012 show that the main Shredder was actually like a Krang guy inside of him controlling it, right?
Wait, he actually was a Krang guy inside of him?
No, I think it was called a Utrum. Like in the original, in the 2000 show, it turned out it was like the Shredder was actually this alien, you know, who heard about the Shredder legend and decided to become a Shredder itself, so he can dominate the world or something, right?
Yeah, he was like a red alien Utrum, and then he had like this purple scar in his face.
Yeah, I heard in the fifth season of the show they had the Roku Saki Shredder there, then they had another cyber Shredder at this in the end of the show, right?
Yeah, they did. He was like in the internet calling stuff, and he was fighting the cyber turtles in there. And then Donnie spent his whole time trying to get one of his data butts and stuff like that.
Yeah. Back to the film. Well, after that the Shredder catches Danny, finds out that the turtles have returned, and sends his foot into a pretty out of control action fight where they fight from the their sewer home to like the sewer pipes to the straight up into a building thing. It was something I noticed. In the scene where Mikey says, "Guy, I love being a turtle," I looked at the original trailer. In the trailer, he sounds like Raph for some reason. The trailer when he says, "Guy, I love being a turtle," for some reason. Like, I don't know what that's about.
maybe it means he likes Ninja Turtles because he just, you know, fight and be who he is or whatever, something like that, I guess.
Okay, fair enough. Now, meanwhile, Casey tracks Dane down and helps him free Splinter and convinces Shredder's guys working for him that Shredder doesn't really care about him, that they're using him and they have them help them. Well, after the Turtles beat the Foot, they finally get their first confrontation with Shredder, who literally hands their asses to them.
Oh, yeah, are you talking now? Which TMNT movie are you talking about?
Still talking about the original.
Yeah, that's what I mean, the original, like that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, he definitely did beat him up. He has that awesome spear, too. That was pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
And I did like how they had the song in there, too. That was nice. That definitely got me excited for the fight scene. But I was pumped up. I had goosebumps while watching it.
Yeah. Okay, the podcast is on. So let's go quickly. So then, and then Splinter appears, ready to kick some butt, and he defeats. And then Shredder takes off his mask, showing his scars on his face for charging him. Well, Shredder knocks him off the roof into a garbage truck, where Casey, not the Turtles, Casey defeats Shredder by crushing him with a garbage truck. Well, so we think until the next film. Still, I mean, notice in the film that it wasn't the Turtles who defeated the Shredder. It was Splinter and Casey. I mean, notice that?
Yeah, I did notice that. So Casey did have something to do with it.
Yeah,
he did have a big thing.
Afterwards, the Turtles rejoice. April gets her job back, and the Foot Soldiers redeem themselves. End of movie. So that was a good movie. Probably like this helped with the hype for the Ninja Turtles. Like it helped get more people into it, which led into the sequels. Goals, like it was a good movie. Yeah. Anyway, thanks. Okay.
Sure.
Anyway, we'll go back to this podcast now. Thanks for the podcast, buddy. Really, have a good day. I'm finishing up now. I think we're good.
Okay, all right, cool.
Bye.